listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson of Torah Life Ministries. Welcome to the show today. And today on the show, we're going to be discussing about being set apart and what actually Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, did to set himself apart amongst the people he was living with and taught us how to live set apart as well. We teach on this radio show about Torah life. And Torah is the foundation of all scripture. So many Christians today will look at the Renewed Covenant, also known as the New Testament, and they will build a beautiful house on a poor foundation. If Torah, the original covenant, which many churches say is done away with, is the foundation, and you're not focusing on the foundation, but building something beautiful, which is a relationship with Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, on top of a weak foundation, it's just going to take a little temptation from the enemy before that house crumbles and falls. However, and Yeshua even used this in several of his examples and parables, if your foundation is solid, the house that is built upon it is going to be solid as well. So, if your understanding and knowledge of what Yeshua was teaching is solid, your relationship with Yeshua is going to be solid as well. Folks, we don't just got to look at the standard of living today and against what the scriptures say, and we could see where things have went the wrong way. In today's world, you know, the word holy means set apart. Set apart is to be different than everything or everyone else. But when we look around today, we look at us looking the same, thinking the same, acting the same, and having the same worries, fears, and sicknesses as the world, everyone else. What is the point of having a relationship with a wonderful Creator if we're not going to be set apart in the way we live? Yes, we accept Yeshua as our Messiah, the one you call Jesus. He died for our sins. We have His mercy and His grace as long as we're desiring to follow His voice, His ways, His guidelines and instructions. But His guidelines and instructions tell us lip service isn't good enough. You have to want this. You have to do this. You know, He died for us, for something we did, something we deserved, and we deserved death row. We deserved the penalty for that. But He died for us, taking our place so we could be set free. Not so we could be set free and mingle in the world, become part of the world's ways. But no, we would be set free so we would exalt the example of Yeshua. To love mercy. To live a set-apart, holy life according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions found in the Torah. Now, here's how the enemy has deceived us. Because the enemy has certainly deceived many people to think, well, you know, as long as we say a prayer, then that's all we have to do. And our life is going to change. Everything is going to be wonderful. We don't have to change. We act. You know, listen, when you accept Yeshua, the one you call Jesus as your Messiah, your heart needs to change. And you need to love what He loves and hate what He hates. That's what it comes down to. And if you do not do that, something is missing. We need to love what He loves and hate what He hates. The enemy has deceived us so much today because in Hosea 6:4, it says in the scriptures, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Here's the thing, folks. We all have knowledge. We all have worldly knowledge, but what this scripture is saying actually in the Hebrew is, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of the Creator's instructions, known as the Torah, which many Christians today will refer to as the law, which many churches will teach the law is done away with. And that is like saying, well, we no longer have to follow what our Creator said to do because We want to live like the rest of the world. No, that's not what the scriptures tell us. It says in Deuteronomy 12:32, it says, "See that you do all I command you to do. Do not add or take away from it." And here lies the problem, folks. First of all, he says, "See that you do." Now, underline and highlight that word in your scriptures in Deuteronomy 12:32. "See that you do all that I command you to do. Do not add to it or do not take away from it." Here's the issue. You have a bunch of Jewish people, the Pharisees and sages of Yeshua's time, and even today, that were adding to what our Creator commanded us to do. And then on the flip side of that, you have the church, which today is taking away from what He told us to do. But the warning in Scripture is, "See that you do not add or take away from it." It says, but you keep the commandments. You keep the guidelines and instructions. You do them. And it says that over and over again in Scripture. So folks, we need to understand what they are. And it says in the Scripture too, "My commandments are not burdensome." They are not burdensome. So He's never going to give us something too heavy to do which we can't carry. He's never going to give us something too much that we can't accomplish. And a lot of people are confused to think, well, you know, those Jewish people are doing a whole bunch of things that seem quite complicated. Well, they've added to the simplicity of the Scriptures. And they were never done away with. Yeshua came to fulfill, to set an example, not to do away and replace. As it says in Jeremiah 31, it says, I take a covenant off paper and it would be on your heart. He didn't say, I give you, you know, I do away with the covenant. He says, I put it on your heart. And many translations will say a new covenant, but the real word is a renewed covenant. So it's not a new covenant He's given us. It's a renewed covenant He's given us, that the guidelines and instructions of our Creator would be off paper, and the renewing of it is it would be on our heart, so we would desire to do these things. So, but there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to these topics, and that's why we've run across this problem. And we're going to look at some of these issues today and see what these problems are. The first one is the common tricks that the enemy uses to confuse us and defuse us, so to say. But basically, it comes down to the Old Testament versus the New Testament. That is one of the biggest deceptions out there. And I could submit to you, of every translation of every book out there, there's a page that needs to be ripped out. And that's the page that divides the original covenant from the renewed covenant. You need to understand, folks, it's not two books. It's one book. It's a continuing story. It's not a separate book for a separate people at a separate time. It's the same book from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and everything in the middle. So we need to get rid of that page in the middle that separates the two. It's not an old and a new. It's an original and a renewed. So we have to start thinking like that. We have to start understanding that. Most churches today, they only teach out of the renewed covenant or the New Testament. In Timothy, it says, all scripture is profitable for man. And when that was said in that book, there wasn't a renewed covenant yet. There was no New Testament. All scripture means all scripture. So the part of the confusion comes with the word testament versus covenant. It is a covenant. So we need to say the original covenant and the renewed covenant and get away from saying the Old Testament and the New Testament. And when we start doing that, we start understanding why the confusion is taking place and why so many so-called believers are not having a desire today to be set apart, to be holy, or they're being deceived into mingling the seed, and this is creating the problem where we are today. This is why it says in Exodus 15:26, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions and keep my statutes and commands, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. Well, this isn't about Egyptians, folks. This is about the Egyptians were a group of people that were not following his guidelines and instructions. And our Creator warned the people and said, if you follow my guidelines and instructions, as found in the Torah, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put amongst those people. He also said when he took the children out of the slavery and the bondage and brought them into the promised land, he said, do not follow the ways of the heathens. Do not follow the ways of the Egyptians where you came from or the Canaanites where you're going to. You need to separate and divide, not mingle the seed with the world. And then it's clarified more in the renewed covenant saying you cannot have one foot, you know, in the world and one foot, you know, in righteousness. You have to realize, folks, mingling the seeds is one of the common issues we have today. There's even something cool today. There's a new belief system, I'll say, or you could say religion or cult system. It's called Chrislam, mingling the seeds between Islam and Christianity. As crazy as that sounds, folks, I'd say 99% of the Christians are probably just as guilty as following this mingling with the world's ways, mingling with the new age of the world that think everything they do is up to them, and we don't have or need a savior to follow in their actions. It says, you know, your people are known by their fruit, and that's just how it's working. So Chrislam, the combination or mingling of the seed of Islam and Christianity, isn't much different than the mingling of Christianity and the world, or the mingling of our Creator's ways and the world, or even the mingling of our Creator's ways and Judaism. Because you need to separate from the worldly systems and follow one. Follow our Creator, Yeshua, the one we call Jesus. And most people, even the ones that call themselves believers, not only are not following it, but they've been deceived to believe that they don't have to, or they don't even have a desire to follow these ways. His Torah, His guidelines and instructions. See, it's not about a law. It's about an instruction. You know, even if it was about a law, you work so hard to keep the laws of man. Why don't you work hard to keep the laws of our Creator? There are much less, and you follow all the laws of man, so don't say you can't do it. But it's not a law. It's an instruction. It's there to help you. It's a guideline. And many people get confused because they just don't know the foundation, and they don't have a solid foundation in this. You know, Proverbs 14:12 says, "There's a path before each person that seems right, but ends in death." And it's not a physical death they're talking about, folks. It will end in a physical death too, because there's consequence, but they're talking about a spiritual death. Because we're all going to die physically, but the person, the way that seems right according to man today, according to even Christianity today, is it's not biblical. It's not biblical to say, well, you know, when Yeshua says, you know, "My sheep hear my voice," and we hear the voice of somebody else or something else that's telling us to go against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. In Deuteronomy 31:3, it says, "When the time arrives that all these things have come upon you, both the blessing and the curse." And I say, folks, blessing is what you get when you follow His guidelines and instructions. He promises you these amazing blessings. And it says, "And the curse." Well, the curses would be opposite of that. Curses would be the consequences of not living according to His guidelines and instructions. It says, "Which I have presented to you, and you are there among the nations which Yahweh your Elohim has driven you." And that's where many of us are today. We've been driven out of the land that we should be in, and we're scattered amongst the world. It says, "Our Elohim has driven you." Then at least you will start thinking about what has happened to you. And there are many people today that are thinking about it, realizing it, and understanding it. But you will start to think what has happened to you, and you will return to Yahweh your Elohim and pay attention to what He has said. I'm going to read that again, folks. It says, and this is Deuteronomy 31:3. It says, "When a time arrives that all these things have come upon you, both the blessing and the curse, which I have presented to you, and you are there among the nations which Yahweh Elohim has driven you, then at last you will start to think about what has happened to you." Now it continues. It says, "And you will return to Yahweh your Elohim and pay attention to what He has said, which will be exactly what I am ordering you to do today and your children with all your heart and all your being. At that point, Yahweh Elohim will reverse your exile and show you mercy. He will return and gather you from all the peoples which Yahweh your Elohim has scattered you." Folks, Moses was explaining to the children that were disobedient exactly what's going to happen and when they're going to start to come around. And we are scattered amongst the mingled sea today of this world. And it says, only when you start to remember the ways that our Creator told us to live, then He will show us His mercy and He will reverse our exile. He presented us with blessings and curses. So we need to think about this and think about what has happened to us and thinking about when it's going to be returned. It goes on saying Psalms 118:8, it is better to trust in Yahweh than put confidence in man's ways. And that's the mingling of the seed we are today. We listen to a pastor. We don't even know who he is. We don't know anything about his personal life. But we let him tell us what to do, even if it goes against what the guidelines and instructions of our Creator tell us what to do. And just because he makes some good excuse or deceives us by making it seem like we don't have to do these things, well, didn't Satan do that to Adam and Eve in the garden? And there's a lot of that going on out there today. Psalms 107:17-20 sums up really good exactly what's going on here. It says, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. That line right there, that first line is very powerful. Because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, they are afflicted. Something we did created this. It says, their being despised all manner of food and they draw near to the gates of death. So only finally when they are at the gates of death, it says, then they cry to our Creator. Our Creator in their trouble. He saves them out of their distresses. He sends his words. He heals them and delivers them from their destruction. We do not have to hit rock bottom for this to happen, but people are waiting to the last possible moment. Time is running out, folks. We need to realize this and get this right now and stop living against his guidelines and instructions. Deuteronomy 36:8 says, then Yahweh Elohim will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your children so that you will love Yahweh Elohim with all your heart and all your being. Thus you will live. Yahweh Elohim will put these curses on your enemies, on those who hated and persecuted you. But you will return and pay attention to what Yahweh says and obey all his commands, which I am giving you today. Does that sound like something, folks, that you would like to happen? All the curses that are amongst you for not following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator can be reversed and put amongst your enemies. As long as you start following the guidelines and the commands of our Creator, and we have that great opportunity to do so. It says in James 4:17 in Scripture, to know good and not do it to him it is sin. To know good and not do it to him it is sin. There are many things I mentioned here today in this broadcast that you may never have heard of before, or even thought of before. But now you've been told. You've been told the way, the truth, and the light. And that is to live according to the guidelines and instructions that Yeshua sent us to, and that is found in the Torah. Will you at least question what I am saying? And I'm not asking you to go to your pastor or your preacher and present it to them, because they will continue with their deception to tell you lies and tell you things that go against his word. We need to wake up, folks, because time is running out. I am so thrilled to let people know that time is still left. But we have to stop loving sin. According to the scriptures, it says sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. We need to stop loving sin, stop making a practice out of sin, and we need to start getting right with our Creator's words and desiring to live according to his guidelines and instructions and follow his feast days and follow his times, and get off the world's times and the world ways and the things of the world. Yes, it's called talks about no longer mingling the seed of the world, and that's what we are doing today. You see, that's the problem Yeshua had with the Pharisees and the sages. He didn't come to stop the Torah or the guidelines and instructions from being done. No, his issue was what they were doing with it. They were adding to it. And today they're taking away from it. Yeshua didn't say, don't keep the Sabbath. Yeshua told them the way they're telling people to keep the Sabbath is not correct. They're adding to it because they wanted the man-made power. That is the issue Yeshua had with them. And they were taking away the power from man, and that's why they had a problem with Yeshua. And the church is no different today. Yeshua around back then, they were saying he didn't do enough. And today, if Yeshua was around here, the church is saying, and will be saying, he's a legalist. He's telling people they need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. why wouldn't you want to follow the words of our Creator? Why would you want to follow the ways of this world? Well, as it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So we got to get the understanding and the knowledge according to what the Bible says. And it's time as believers we actually read the Bible for ourselves and not took other people's words of what it actually says. How many of you listening right now have actually read all of the Bible, all of the scriptures, starting from Genesis, going all the way through to Revelations? How many of you did it, and how long have you been a believer? And you ask yourself, as you say, well, I don't have time to read it all, or all of it's not important. First of all, if you have time to go to a baseball game or a movie, you have time to sit down and read your scriptures. It says, do not make an idol out of anything, and you need to not put things in front of our wonderful Creator's guidelines and instructions. You need to take that time you're doing with these worldly things, and you need to start sitting down and reading our Creator's Word. If you want Him to be right with you, folks, you need to be right with Him. And if you truly love Him, you are going to desire to learn everything about Him, and that includes His Word and everything it says. And just like when you first open up a Bible, you might not have understood what you were looking at, but He will open up your eyes and reveal things that you've never seen before. Well, that's what He's trying to do to you. But you have to seek. And it says, those that seek me early will find me. How many of you are truly seeking His Word to know what these things say? And a lot of people say they are, but I tell you this, if you were, you would not be partaking in things of this world. You would not be partaking in man-made traditions and holidays and enjoying them. But that's where we are today. Many people will say one thing with their lips, but they're not doing that in their own actions. That's why Yeshua said, get away from me. I did not know you. Even though you called out in my name and prophesied in my name, I did not know you because you were not following the ways that I told you to live. I have a whole series on my website, which is TorahLifeMinistries.org. And the series is called the Yeshua Said series. Now, Yeshua is the one many of you call Jesus, but His name is Yeshua. That's His Hebrew name, and that's the name He was called upon. The translation of Yeshua in English is Joshua. It's not Jesus, folks. But you would not know that if you're not seeking to understand these guidelines and instructions and information that's found in the Bible. It was only till 200 years ago that the letter J wasn't even in the English language. We need to get right and understand these things. And Yeshua gave us these guidelines and instructions to follow. And if you look at my website, the Yeshua Said series, you can see this in more detail. TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you go right to the Yeshua Said series, and you can understand and see where He taught people to follow His guidelines and instructions. And I will submit to you that not only did He say to follow them, He raised the bar. He said not even to commit adultery. He said to even think about committing adultery is sin. He didn't make it easier. He made it more challenging. But He knew those that's eyes would be opened would be able to handle this. And it's not me or my words that condemn you. It's His words that open your eyes. It's His Creator, His Spirit, Yeshua, and Yahweh that open your eyes to see the way, the truth, and the life. You know, and if you're still partaking in the ways of this world and you're enjoying them, I am not saying you don't love Yeshua. I am not saying you don't have a heart for our Creator. But what I am saying, your eyes have not been opened yet to the truth. And it says in the scriptures to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth is, folks, following pagan traditions and Hallmark holidays and man-made days and man-made traditions have nothing to do with our Creator's words. We're even warned in scripture to rebuke those days and live against them, not partake in them. But many people today, and many so-called Christians today in their own church, will exalt these days, and they'll ignore the days that our Creator tells us to remember always throughout all our generations. And then we wonder why there's more prayer for healing of disease in the churches than there is for actually healing taking place in the churches. But thankfully so, many people are waking up and many eyes are beginning to be opened. We have a local fellowship in South Florida, and we have people coming all the time that didn't know these things, and their eyes are beginning to be opened. On my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, over 1,000 videos on there, people's eyes are beginning to be opened. But it's not that simple. It says it's easy to change a man's ways of thinking about certain things than it is to change his belief system when it comes about according to our Creator. Because man wants to live against his flesh. Man does not want to know that he's responsible for the for the things that are happening and the consequences. At least a Christian just wants to know that Yeshua died for him, and we have his mercy regardless, no matter what. No, that's not what the scripture says. And this message is not about grace versus law, folks. This message is about grace with law. Grace with the guidelines and instructions. His mercy is going to cover those that missed the mark but were trying. But those that were rebuking him, his scripture says quite clearly, I hate all workers of iniquity. Workers of iniquity is living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. As found in the Bible, sin is transgression of the law. What are you going to decide today? Are you going to stand up for righteousness and truth and stop representing it and live it and glorifying our Creator for the power to overcome the sin of this world? Or are you going to continue to be like most of the church, with their eyes closed, partaking in sin, practicing it on a regular basis, and loving it? That is the difference right there. Practice makes perfect. Do you want to practice righteousness, or do you want to practice sin? You're going to be an expert at one or the other. You'll be great at righteousness, living according to our guidelines and instructions of our Creator, while understanding Yeshua died for us and His blood is the only way we are saved. No works, but by His blood. But we're not saved because, you know, we do any works, but we should do the works because we are saved. Or do you want to continue to practice sin, the things that go against His word, the things that go mingle the seed and go against the world? And whether it's Chrislam or Worldlam or World Chris World, and mixing all these different belief systems up and a new age system of this world up. Do you want to continue in that? Well, we still have time left to wake up and change. Time is running out. And I'm not going to give you a date. But I will tell you, each day we're one day closer to the so-called end times. So we need to get up and make a stand for righteousness. And I want you guys to go to my website on TorahLifeMinistries.org. Sign up for that newsletter. Every Friday night, I have an online meeting, which you can join us, 10 o'clock to midnight Eastern time. You can join us. If you have any questions, like I said, I have over 1,000 videos on my website. Just get on there and you can post questions below each video. I'll be happy to answer those. You can speak to me live on Friday nights. You can ask me questions below the videos. I'll point you right to the scriptures that say we should be following His guidelines and instructions, and not moving away from these things. And just like we read today in the scriptures from Deuteronomy, from Psalms, and from Proverbs, there's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. Make the right choice, folks. Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. Means praise our wonderful Creator.
Thank you for listening. You could join us every morning at 6 a.m. on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries, for prayer. And also on Friday nights at 10 p.m. for fellowship. Thank you very much and have a blessed day.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
Let me see you wave your hands in the air. Come on, we've come to magnify the Lord and give Him some glory. I want you to help me sing this song. Come on, lift up and say, if it had not said. Stretch my hand.